of your faves with vouchers from Dineplan, supporting your favorite small businesses for a better South Africa after lockdown with 702.
Right, as we nudge towards 20 minutes to 4 or 5 on the show here, your favourite local spot has always been there when you needed them. That coffee shop or hair salon, the nail bar or the laundromat, that restaurant or sweet shop that can't operate during the lockdown. Now they need you more than ever. 702 and Dineplan are giving you a chance to save them from shutting down in this difficult period, one voucher at a time. All we're asking you to do is go to 702.co.za and buy a voucher so they can pay salaries, they can stay open and continue taking care of you after the lockdown. All right, so today we are introducing you to a husband and wife duo. And in fact, it's actually the wife who's joining us on the line now. Her name is Amora Swanepoel. She's the owner of Ophelia Cafe. And this is fairly interesting. It's a coffee shop. And I'm not familiar with it, but I'm very interested to hear more about Ophelia Cafe. I understand that they've been going for well over a year now. And Amora Swanepoel joins us on the line now. Amora, good afternoon. Thank you very much for being with us today. So I understand this has been a pretty difficult time for you, not being able to keep your coffee shop open, Amore.
Well, when the lockdown happened, we were about 11 months old, Joanne. So for us at that point, we were just building our brand, and like we were getting out there, and then lockdown happened. So we've been closed for about 2 months now, and then we were able to open last week Wednesday for much shorter hours. And then seeing if we can do Uber Eats and just get the ball rolling again, you know. But it has been very, very hard on us. We have two employees that have families, you know, and they need to support them. So we have opened to like try and see if we can support them again. So a very, very, very difficult time.
So Amore, that's a very interesting thing because I haven't had a chance to speak to a restaurant owner that's done that so far. And you guys have decided you're going to take the risk and you're going to open again. How is it really worth it at this point based on the kind of traffic you're getting or the orders coming in via Uber Eats? Is it worth, from a financial point of view, being open at this time?
Well, Joanne, at this point, to be quite honest, no. In the sense that we can't pay all our bills, right? But the big thing for us was we need to help our employees out. So something is better than nothing at this point. So I guess in the long run, it makes a bit of financial sense. And we have had quite a few regulars, you know, coming to our parking lot, coming to support, coming to help out our employees, and really buying coffee and our small eats from us. Uber Eats was like busy on the first few days, and now it is a bit quiet again. So I think Uber Eats isn't like a long-term solution for us because they are quite big margins that they like put on us. So it is a bit of both, I would say. It is good for the families of the shop, but it's not good to pay all the bills.
Tell me a bit more about Ophelia Cafe. It seems to me that you're quite a community-centered business, from what I understand.
Yes. Yeah. So my husband and I, Christoph, it has been in our hearts for like quite a long time to have a coffee shop. And we opened it last year, April, and we opened it in like 2 weeks. So that was a bit of a hectic thing. But the main idea behind Ophelia is to do great, great coffee. So that'll always be our focus, and then to build community. And I must say, we have done that so well, to be honest. So people love the shop. We have built quite a nice community there, people helping out each other. And even when the lockdown happened, our regulars contacted us and asked, listen, how can we help you guys? Can we donate money to you? To go get funding? Can we help out your manager and your kitchen staff? The whole community has like really gotten together, and like what Ophelia is about, they have just stepped up.
Yes, and where do you operate from, Amore?
We are in the Emerentia area, so we are close to the botanical gardens. We are open six days a week, just like in a very small complex. But I'm quite a beautiful spot if I must say so myself.
All right. So, Amore, we've got a solution to all the clients who wanted to stay loyal to you and make sure that they can keep in contact with you, make sure that they can keep supporting you as well during this time. Mm-hmm. And thank you so much for joining us, actually, to tell us a little bit more about your coffee shop. Tsakho and I are in the general area. I think we'll pop in for coffee once things liven up a little bit and lockdown is over, Tsakho.
Good, and cake as well.
Yes, cake. Yes. Please, cake. Amore, please line up a slice of chocolate cake for me. So this is a lovely idea, a community-centered coffee shop in the Emerentia area. I'm very interested to find out exactly where it's located, Tsakho, because she says it's quite picturesque around them.
Yeah.
But they've been going for 13 months and they focus on great coffee and small eats. So we've got a date to go there after lockdown is over. And all of those loyal customers who are looking for a way to support the team at Ophelia, all you need to do is go to 702.co.za, look for Ophelia Cafe and buy a voucher right now. I think it's a really nice gift as well that you can give someone for a birthday or some other celebration. And this applies to all the businesses we're talking about. To save your favorite hair salon, coffee shop, nail bar, a laundromat, coffee or any other small business from shutting down, go to 702.co.za and make the purchase of that voucher now. Also, if you're a small business, sign up so your loyal customers can find you there. Save your faves with vouchers from Dine Plan. More on 702.co.za.